go to Michael in the delightfully called Bippus, Indiana, on EWTN's 106.3 FM Redeemer Radio. Michael in Bippus, welcome.
Hello, Patrick and Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I'm doing a little Lectio Divina. I'm reading the book of John, and I got to John 18, where the high priest Annas is questioning Jesus. And there's just a phrase in there where it just stuck with me and stuck out and doesn't. I can't make sense of it anyway.
It's Patrick. Just for folks who have never heard the phrase Lectio Divina, it's a wonderful practice. As you understand it, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm studying basically a paragraph at a time, and so I read it, I meditate on it, I read it again, I read it out loud, and then certain things pop out at me, you know, I've read through it before, and suddenly a phrase has much more importance.
Gotcha. I love that practice.
It's just a form of study.
Tim and I practically read for a living, and we're always, you know, trying to keep our productivity up. But it's nice to go down instead of across once in a while, especially with the Word of God.
It sure is. But, Michael, you had a question in particular about John 18?
Yes. The high priest asked Jesus about his doctrine, and Jesus answered, I have spoken publicly to the world.
Yes.
I have always taught in a synagogue or in the temple area where all the Jews gather, and in secret I have said nothing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that in secret I have said nothing just tearing me up.
Oh, Michael, well, you've hit on a very powerful text. I think that's why. And we could spend an hour on that text, but Michael, that says it all when it comes to Christ. You know, you think of immediately, I do, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, God, who in various and sundry ways, or in various and partial ways, spoke through the prophets, now in these last days has spoken by a son. In other words, he has revealed himself fully in and through the son. When the son came, he revealed everything to us, my friend. He held nothing back. You know, I believe it was Archbishop Fulton Sheen who said, well, certainly John Paul II talks about this in his Crossing the Threshold of Hope, how that when Jesus hung on the cross, he hung naked. You talk about he laid it all out on the line. He gave himself completely. He held absolutely nothing back. I mean, it's disturbing, John Paul says, because, you know, when you're in a relationship courting a woman, Pope John Paul said, you don't let everything out because she will run the other direction. You woo her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, if anything, I mean, he answers the question, why doesn't God reveal himself more? John Paul says, if anything, he revealed himself too much. I mean, that's Jesus. He lets everything, I mean, he's hanging naked on the cross. He spills his guts, if you will. He reveals everything. And he says nothing in secret. That, to think, Michael, of the, just ponder the humility of God in that statement. I'm holding nothing back. We all hold back. We all hold back in our relationship with each other, even with our wives a bit. God is saying to us, I'm holding nothing back. That's love.
And that's an argument against Gnosticism, isn't it? As though Jesus has some secret knowledge to impart. That the plebs, you know, just the minions, they don't count.
See these goosebumps? Yeah. You can see them on the camera here.
Every time I speak, that happens to you, Tim.
But you're right. I mean, John is writing, you know, Cerinthus and the Gnostics are behind John's gospel here. No doubt that's important. That's so counter to what the Gnostics say. Oh, no. We have the secret knowledge that only we know.
I never thought about John kind of subliminally or in a sideways manner answering the Gnostics' objections. When I just
absolutely. Well, Michael, do you see how you... That's one of the beautiful things about Lectio, is really allowing the Word of God to speak and going down, as Patrick said.
How's that, Michael? Is that a help?
Well, it does, and it's enlightening. But
waiting
somehow
for a
I'm thinking back to Jesus speaking with the disciples and saying, don't tell anyone that.
Ah, that's a whole nother.
Well, that would be a different thing. That wouldn't be in secret. That's something about him that he doesn't want them to spread.
That's right, because it's not time.
Not time.
It's not time yet, because he doesn't want misunderstandings. He's saying, stay here. Wait until the promise of the Holy Spirit. Hmm. He will teach you all things, and then you're going to go and blab it to everybody. He didn't hold back. He was holding his apostles back for a very important reason.
Michael, thanks for the call.